The British Columbia government told the National Energy Board it should reject the pipeline expansion because of the possible environmental impact of an oil spill and any ability to respond. The province also says it has not been proven the expansion is necessary. If it proceeds, the expanded pipeline would see a sevenfold increase in oil tankers en route to Asia, traversing the Salish Sea with heavy crude oil known as bitumen. The Tsleil-Waututh Nation, which is located where the pipeline meets the ocean in suburban Vancouver, says this second review is even worse than the original due to tight deadlines and limited scope of review. A federal court in August ordered a stop to the expansion, saying the energy regulator failed to originally examine any impact on ocean wildlife, and the Canadian government failed to properly consult First Nations. For their part, Trans Mountain says the expansion is desperately needed, and it will take measures to protect against oil spills and negative impact on wildlife. The final report of the National Energy Board needs to be submitted to the Canadian government of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau by February 22nd. Craig McCullough, KNKX News, Vancouver, BC.